a lecturer at the University of Melbourne, is researching the role salon workers play within our communities. She believes that culturally we underestimate the important social work undertaken by salon workers. We are joined on the line now by that lecturer, Dr. Hannah McCann from the University of Melbourne. Good morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining us. Now, you interviewed quite a few salon workers for this research about the social aspect of their work. What did you find out?
Yeah, so I interviewed people in Melbourne and over the last 2 years, and what I found is that a lot of them describe their work as makeshift counselling or as kind of therapeutic work, which was something that I didn't really expect when I was going into the research to talk about how they felt about their job. So, you know, I found that this was an extremely common thing that people felt like. They were coming across all kinds of disclosures from clients around mental health, family violence, terminal illness, gender identity issues. So having to actually hear a lot of different things from people and, you know, obviously not everyone tells their deepest, darkest secrets to their hairdresser, but they are coming into contact with so many people from the community over, you know, all of their days in the salon that it's, you know, very likely that they encounter these disclosures quite regularly.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because we do hear that term makeshift counsellors or unofficial counsellors, and there is this kind of stereotype of the hairdressers knowing so many things about people because it's that kind of safe space where people can share. But there isn't necessarily a training involved on how salon workers are meant to respond or know when they should be intervening in dangerous situations, like you mentioned there with domestic violence. Do you think there should be a stronger focus on training salon workers for this social aspect of their job?
Yeah, well, it's really interesting that you mentioned that we kind of have this idea that they are, you know, knowing all of the secrets of the town or suburb that they work in. And I think we kind of know this, those of us that aren't salon workers, but don't necessarily culturally value that aspect of the work. So there's some very negative stereotypes about, you know, salon workers is kind of more gossipy than anything else or, you know, not very highly skilled. But actually, you know, all my interviews revealed that it's an extremely highly skilled occupation and it involves this negotiating, obviously the technical and creative, but also the social and the emotional. So it's true that everyone that I spoke to said that they had received no formal training around dealing with this emotional aspect of their work. And what's happened in recent years in different parts of the world and here in Victoria, there's been some training introduced to teach salon workers how to respond appropriately to disclosures of family violence specifically. So I worked with a domestic violence service here called the Eastern Domestic Violence Service, EDVOS, who've been running a training program called Hair 3Rs, which you can look up if anyone's interested. Which trains salon workers to know what to say and also how to refer people onto the appropriate services rather than taking those disclosures on as their burden. So making it safer for everyone, really, by implementing this training.
Absolutely. It definitely puts into perspective the frontline work that social workers do. And I mean, I've got quite a few friends who are salon workers, and you definitely hear the stories about, they get some confronting stories. So I think it's a good point that you made there, that there needs to be training on how to respond, but also how to take care of their own mental health.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think at the moment, we should be really mindful of this aspect of the work because of all of the mental health issues that are coming up around COVID-19. So I'm actually running a survey at the moment. It's been open for a few weeks and it closes next week. But people can find it on my website, beautysalonproject.com. And the survey is asking both clients and workers about their experiences of visiting salons or working in salons during COVID-19. And what I found is that salon workers are overwhelmingly reporting that they are getting disclosures about mental health problems from their clients. And it's not surprising, you know, people are losing their jobs and it's a very difficult time. So the impact that must be having hearing those stories on salmon workers is really serious, and I think that there could be a lot more done to appropriately connect salmon workers to referring clients to mental health services, but also, as you say, providing the kind of necessary supports for salmon workers themselves dealing with their own mental health. And I know that there are quite a few hair and beauty organisations that are doing work around this. So again, you can find those all listed on my website if people are interested in connecting up with those peak bodies.
Absolutely. It's so important, and especially when we've got a lot of salon workers at the moment that have been hit really hard by COVID-19 financially, mentally, emotionally, so many different aspects. It's been one of the industries that's been hit quite hard.
Yeah, and I think because we don't necessarily have this acknowledgement of the social and emotional role that workers play in the community, you know, beauty salons, for example, have been shut down through a lot of the lockdowns, while hair salons have stayed open for the most part until recently in Victoria. But devaluing those services in some ways while valuing others hasn't really acknowledged that these workers actually are playing an important role in people's lives. And I think that we should be really concerned if, after all of these changes, if this industry really suffers, we're not just losing some kind of frivolous, you know, businesses which are about surface and the way people look. It's not just about that. It's about how people feel, it's about their identities, and it's about them being socially connected. So I think we should be really mindful of that.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining us and shedding a light on this really important issue.
Well, thanks so much for having me.